And we've had two police officers shot in Kentucky. Harley Carnes, what are the details, mate?
Well, they've made an arrest in that. This was Louisville, Kentucky, and some other cities where protesters flowed into the streets to demonstrate, being upset that no police officer was charged with murder in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. The officers were shooting back at her boyfriend who shot at them first. In Louisville, there were fears that anarchists would try to burn the city. There were people online who were calling for exactly that to happen. It didn't because of the massive police presence this time. And this time, police were told to make sure the streets remained safe. There were Louisville cops, Kentucky State Troopers, National Guard, FBI agents, all of them armed up and ready for whatever. Two police officers were shot, wounded by a sniper, who has been arrested. Nearly another 130 people were arrested when they started to get out of line. One Molotov cocktail was thrown at police. A trash can was set ablaze. But all in all, it was a pretty good night as these things have been going, because the town did not catch fire and they didn't trash and loot all the businesses in the downtown area. So it's become clear much of the violence is planned in advance, done by agitators, mostly from outside the cities where they erupt. In the meantime, a new AP poll showed that public support nationally for these BLM protests has plummeted fast. A few weeks ago, 54% of all people said they supported the demonstrations. Now it's down to 39%.
I'm not surprised most people don't support looting and setting fire to things and bashing people and shooting at cops. Now tell me about the man cave discovered under New York City.
Well, there are three men who work for the railroad who spotted this storage room under Grand Central Terminal. And they thought, aha, looks like opportunity. They put a television in there, a refrigerator, a microwave.
Yes.
A futon couch, a couple of chairs. They have themselves a man cave. Well, as the MTA inspector said, that's Metropolitan Transportation Authority, said many a New Yorker has fantasized about kicking back with a cold beer in a prime piece of Manhattan real estate, especially one this close to good transportation.
Has someone taken it away? I bet you someone said they're not allowed in there.
Oh, you bet they did. You know, they said, yeah, you're appropriating city property. You can't do that.
Harley, that's a fantastic story. Have a good weekend. We'll catch up next week.